Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach, and your podcast host. Fran Coach is a national search firm. We are dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. Our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. Today, we're going to talk about a crucial part of the vetting process we help our clients with as they start the discovery process and are trying to determine what's the best franchise. And there's a part of this discovery process towards the end, and they're referred to as validation calls. So, what is a validation call? Well, first I want to back up just for people that are unfamiliar with the term when we use the term discovery process. That is going to be 6 to 8 weeks of once we've gone through a couple of steps and we introduce folks to franchises. We usually start with three or four that we have found to be the best match for them. And that discovery process, again, is going to take 6 to 8 weeks. And there are upwards of 12, 15 different steps and pieces to that. It is incredibly thorough. And towards the end, we get to the validation calls. And this is when you're going to get an opportunity to talk to existing owners for that particular franchise. These are literally called validation calls because at that point, when you're talking to the owners, you should be validating everything you've heard up to that point or read or listened to or seen from that particular franchisor. Talking to the owners, and you have the ability and the right to talk to every single franchise owner in a system. You'll have the information to do that. Now, obviously, that would be ridiculous to talk to that many people. But if we get a good cross-section of, say, three franchise owners, we can again validate the information that we've learned so far, we've heard so far, and get some key remaining questions answered. When talking to owners, these are franchise owners. They're in the business. They're running it. They've been at it for, could be a few months, could be several years, anywhere in between, different levels of success. And again, success is pretty relative with this, but we're going to get that. Franchise owners, they do not care if you become a franchise owner in that brand or not. They're there because somebody helped them through this process and have that willingness to kind of help somebody else take a look at this. So there's no incentive for them or anything whatsoever. So you will get a very real analysis and answers to what the franchise is all about on a day-to-day basis. So when you get that time, and again, franchise owners are, guess what? They're busy. They're busy running a business. So we always want to be very respectful of their time. But so what to ask them, right? And with each individual we're going through here, there's always going to be probably one or two things that are really kind of still outstanding that we need some clarity on. So from an individual client perspective, there's going to be a couple things specific to that. But we always have a few just general questions that we really want people to address. And again, it's best to have a very short list. These calls, 30 minutes, maybe a little bit more. Again, we have to be super respectful of these folks' time because they're giving it away free while they're running a business and living their lives. So what we don't want is we don't need a spreadsheet of, oh my gosh, I got 200 questions that I need to ask, right? It's not the SAT we're trying to give somebody. So a couple of things that's probably the two biggest questions I always want people to ask, and they are very general, but they can provide some fantastic information. And first of all, is just very simply to the owner, based on what you know now after your time running the business, would you do it all over again? Kind of why or why not? Now, most people are going to say yes, they would, because they probably wouldn't be talking to you otherwise, right? So yes, we would do it again. But what will almost always follow after that is, yes, I would do it all over again, but, and after the dot, 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 they're going to tell you something that they would do different. I would do it all over again, but at the beginning, I definitely would not do this, or I would definitely make sure I do that. This is going to be a fantastic bit of information for you. For obviously for that particular franchise, sometimes it's just franchising in general, a mistake that they made as a new owner. This is something you really want to kind of file away for just general knowledge. But also what you'll find is that most times when they're saying, I should have done that, I should not have done this, it's a part of the plan the franchisor had laid out that owner deviated from. So the learning tool on what it is key, but also this is going to help kind of solidify, hey, if I just follow the plan, do what I am supposed to do as a franchise owner, put forth the effort, we'll have success. And again, we've talked about this in other podcasts. The absolute key to franchise owner success is finding the best fit. Again, that's what we're here for. From there, it's really simple, two things. Put forth the effort, follow the plan. And as simple as those two things sound, sometimes those are a little challenging. But you'll hear that, you'll get some great information. And more than anything, it tends to validate the overall plan of the franchise. So that's first. So we find the right fit. We're putting forth the effort. We're following the plan. Most people, especially looking at this for the first time, they're going to want to make sure the franchisor has their back in some way, shape, or form. So what about the support? So key to ask this question the right way. I always want people to ask the question, has the support from the franchisor met your expectations? Now, why do we say it this way? If you go to an owner and you go, hey, have you got a lot of support from the franchisor? They might say no. Well, on the surface, that could be a bad answer, but maybe they didn't need or want much of it, right? Somebody else, they might say no. Well, they might be the neediest person on the planet and they never get enough of it, right? Has the support met your expectations? Yes, oh my gosh, they're there. They're doing all these things for me. Yes, I haven't needed much, but I know I can call them and they're always there for me. I know who to reach out to, and the franchisor, really strong franchise brands. You're going to hear from the owners, you know, yes, the franchise helps me, but I also have a short list of other owners that I know I can reach out to. Again, making sure that the franchisor or their other owners, that they really look out for one another. Huge, huge things. We're going to have a whole nother podcast on a couple of things with this as far as financially. Again, people, you're going to want to have some specific, these are things we'll get into individually, some specific financial questions based on the information gathered within the franchisor, how you've started to kind of put together your pro forma at that point. We don't want to go to an owner and go, how much money do you make? That's a terrible question for many reasons. One, it's incredibly unintelligent and unprepared, but two, it doesn't really answer any question. We want to be able to do the math on cost of goods, cost of labor, average ticket price, length of time with a customer, whatever these things might be, do our own math on that. But one thing that comes up a lot is, again, hey, how much am I going to make as an owner? Asking the owner how much they pay themselves, what they make, is a dangerous question, because every owner is going to compensate themselves differently. Every owner is going to run their business differently, and some are more efficient with it than others. Others, again, how you're running things through the business, all of this, I don't want to get too deep into this on this particular podcast. So the question, really simply, to an owner is, how do you compensate yourself? Rather than asking them how much money they make. If you understand the ways in which, if you talk to three owners in the same franchise, you will likely get three different answers on how they compensate themselves, how they do it, when they did it. Again, we'll help you do the math on what the numbers are going to look like, but everybody needs different things. Everybody's going to compensate themselves differently with this. So if you get an idea of how they do it, did they just take disbursements? Did they give themselves a salary? Did they bonus themselves? We had a client validating a franchise a few years back, and they did not listen to this. And they asked, you know, like, hey, when did you start paying yourself a salary? And the owner said, never. Well, our client dang near hyperventilated, because what do you mean? Like 3-4 years in and you've not paid yourself. That particular owner chose to pay himself as if he was a salesperson. He paid himself on, gave himself kind of a quota, and he paid himself on commission and bonuses. That's how he was wired. That's what worked for him. Clearly, that doesn't work for everybody, but it's like understanding a different way in which you can do that. So that'll be key. And individually, we get into more of the financial. But the last thing, and this is good to talk to the franchisors about as well, but I think it's great with the owners, is what's pretty much everybody's concern as they start thinking about, but I'd love to own a business, but what if I fail? All the things you're going to hear from the franchisor as we go through this are, you know, hey, all the virtues of the franchise, you know, here's our business model, here's why it's great, here's our support, here's how you're going to be successful. Well, those are things they should be talking to you about because those are accurate. Whether that's going to fit for you is what we're going to help you figure out. But there's still that kind of twinge in the back of the mind, what if I fail? So instead of just keeping that in the corner like the, you know, the elephant over there, ask the question. Ask the owner directly, hey, why would somebody fail as an owner of this franchise? And what's going to happen is they're going to describe this person, right? Or this trait, these behaviors, whatever. And very simply, if you hear that and they have described you, we know that's not the brand. That doesn't mean you can't be an owner. It just means it's a bad match. But if they describe that person and you're hearing those things and kind of, for lack of a better term, going, well, duh, of course that would cause somebody to fail. It also helps validate, aha, that's not me. The reason why somebody would fail is, as just a random example, you know, that franchise needs somebody who is a great networker in the community, loves to network, build relationships, all those things. And you're sitting there thinking, I hate that. That's not the right fit. So when you hear that, kind of the last real way to kind of validate and go, I've heard all the ways in which we can be successful. I've learned from the franchise owners what, again, their experience, their successes, their struggles, the support. You get a better picture financially. And then finally, tell me why somebody would fail. And when it's not you at all, ding, 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 we're almost there with this. So it is an enormous part of the process. We won't get there with every franchise. We'll usually have weeded somebody out before we get there because this is really towards the end. But it's just a incredibly powerful piece of this. The validation calls that will assist our clients going through during the discovery process. So I want to kind of give people a little taste of what that looks like and some of the ways in which we're going to help down the road. So as always, we hope these podcasts will help kind of enlighten people interested in franchise ownership to some of the possibilities out there, some of the things that are going to be important and different steps along the way. So we really appreciate you joining us today for another episode of the Franchising 101 podcast series. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a franchise owner, let's schedule a brief introductory call. Depending on where you're listening to us, there may be a link looking right at you, or our website is right there, francoach.net. Definitely click there, hit the contact button, reach out to us. You can also reach us directly, 480-501-1354. Follow us online. We're all over the place on social. So we hope we can talk to you. Again, there's never, ever any fee for our service. So we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks again for tuning in. Stay safe, everyone, and we hope to connect soon. Thanks.